ॐ सहनावतु सहनभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करोऽवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणि निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ वायुप्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेनाग्रथितां पुराणम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीतेष्वेषिणी। लास्ट् वर्स् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्रं मरुता स्तुवन्ति दिव्यैः स्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानवस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
हरि ओम्। So in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan starts his teaching with the highest knowledge that you, me, and these kings that you think will perish, nobody will, because our true nature is immortal. We are immortal. We are that immortal Brahman, this Om, this consciousness. And that is our true nature, and none of us perishes. The body will drop, yes, but our true soul, that is who we really are. So Bhagwan is giving him the highest knowledge. And then he says that Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhiras tatrana muhyati. Last week we studied that even if you think that you are this subtle body that goes from birth to birth and birth to death and goes to other worlds and then another body. And that also is, you know, immortal and it keeps on. And that's why he says, like, from childhood you go to youth, youth you go to middle age, then old age, and then the body drops and you take another body. So even then, you should not get deluded, not think that there is death. There is no death. Whether you think you are the gross, the consciousness, or you are the subtle body, the mind and intellect, which goes from one body to another. So until it keeps going, until we get enlightenment, so again, there is nothing to moan about. Arjuna says, yeah, but Bhagwan, I have one more problem. He says, what? He says, okay, after death, I have... Is life mein toh problems hai na? I'm having problems in this life. I have, you know, physical illness. I have heat and cold. And I have joy and sorrow. Somebody loves me, does not love me. I have honor and dishonor. I have success and failure. All those things. So what about that? So Bhagwan answers that very well in the 14th shloka today. Chapter 2, shloka 14. If you like, you can either on your phone, you can follow, or just follow just like that. So number 14, chapter 2. Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Shitoshna sukha dukha daha.
Shitoshna sukha dukha daha.
Agamapaino nityaha. Tanstitikshasva Bharata. Together. Matra sparshastu kaunteya. Shitoshna sukha dukha daha. Agamapaino nityaha. So he uses two names for Arjuna. We'll discuss why he's using two names. Matraha sparshastu. So matraha sparshastu means contact of the sense organs with the sense objects. So with the eyes I see form, with the ear sounds. You know, shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. So shabda, so with the ear, ears, I hear sound. Sparsha, with the hand I touch people, things. Rupa, with the eyes I see the objects. Rasa, I taste with the tongue. And Gandha, I smell. So I see, hear, smell, taste, touch. All the sense objects with my sense organs. So Matra Sparsha, two means indeed. O Kaunteya, O son of Kunti. What do these contact with the objects do? Shita Ushna, cold and heat. Sukha Dukha, joy and sorrow. Daha, so they give either heat and cold, joy and sorrow, success and failure, honor and dishonor. Contact with the sense objects will give that. So how should I handle that? Remember, he says, Agama Apaina. Agama means coming, Apaina means going. They are coming and going, whatever you contact. And Anityaha, and they are temporary. They are not eternal, temporary, impermanent. So what should I do with these sorrows that come, with the problems that come? Tan titikshasva. Tan means to those contact with the sense objects. Titiksha, have forbearance. Bear them without complaint. O Bharata, O son of the Bharata dynasty. So why is he using two names for Arjuna, Kaunteya and Bharata? Kaunteya means you are the son of the noble Kunti, the noble, you know, high-minded Kunti, who she was a very evolved soul. So you are her son. And then Bharata means you belong to the Bharata dynasty. So your father, grandfather, all are from there. So you belong to very noble, you know, family. Your mother is noble and your father is noble. So you should not mourn. You should keep your, Jessica, then you belong to such a great family, then why are you behaving like that? So same way, you belong to such evolved, spiritually evolved parents, you should also rise to that level. So he says that, he says, so matraha. Matraha means to measure. Matraha means to measure. So matraha, why do they say that is for sense organs and sense organs? Matra sparsha, contact of the sense organs with the sense objects. Why senses are called matra? Because anything we see, we measure it. Like if for a baby, you know, who's 6 months old, crawling around on the ground, and if he finds something, what does he do? First thing, put in the mouth. But that is his only way to measure. Okay, I put it in the mouth. That is how the child measures. That's why we are very careful. We don't leave objects around, because that's the first thing he will do. As we get older, then we measure with our eyes, with our ears. Like you see somebody walking, first you judge him just by looking. Ye badmash lagta hai. No, he looks like a crook, or he looks like, no, So without even knowing, just by seeing, we judge people, or by hearing, he speaks few sentences. No, so without knowing, so that's what they're saying. So we use our senses to judge, to measure people. And whatever sense organs come contact with the sense objects, you will get heat and cold. For example, it was cold, now it's turning towards warm and then becoming hot. So heat and cold will be there. And then some joy and sorrow, something is going well in my life, I'm happy. Something is not going well, I become unhappy. Or at the intellectual level, you know, I have success, I have failure, I have honor, dishonor, praise, blame. So at the physical level, it is physical problems, heat and cold, health and ill health. At the mind, emotionals, all the emotions, joy, sorrow, and at the intellectual level, success and failure. So they will come, and they will only come when you contact with the object. So if I have, say, if I'm here now, and it is, say, in the North Pole, it is minus 20 or 30, I am not there, so I won't experience the cold. I'll experience where I am. Same way somebody else is undergoing joy and sorrow, like you find, you hear in the paper, you know, 20, 30 people died. You say, oh, it's too bad they died. But then you turn the page. Okay, let me read the next page of the newspaper. But the one whose parents died or whose child perished, then that person, you know, the sorrow that he has, you and I won't have, because it's something far. So they say only by contact of the objects with the senses, you will get heat and cold, joy and sorrow. So senses, not only that, what they will do is it might be different. Like says, for example, there is one person who loves to smoke. You know, he blows out the smoke, rings. Another person says, "Dur hat yaar, go out and smoke." You know, that what gives great joy to one gives, you know, anger to the other. I don't bring it near. Or the same thing that used to give me joy may not give me joy. Like there is a girl who is 6 years old and she has this favorite doll and she won't let it go. Morning to evening, she's always keeping, even sleeping with it, even. And then she becomes 16 and she has her own car and now she's, you know, into boys and this and that. Then that doll is lying in some corner. She has no interest, which she would never let go. Why? Because now she started, her interest is the car or her friends or her. So at different times, the same situation which gives me a lot of joy may not. So it is changing. It all depends on the mind. As we said, one who is an alcoholic and is walking by a liquor store, he's immediately fascinated. Let me see what latest drink has come. Another guy who has no interest, he'll just walk by, won't even think about it. Or it could be a dress, or it could be jewelry, you know, or it could be a, you know, golf club. You know, for a man, it is golf club. For a woman, it could be whatever. So whatever our mind gets fascinated by, that is what we get attracted, and other things, we develop hatred. So that's what they say, that in life, you will always have situations that you like and that you don't like. And man is always going through these pairs of opposites. We are always going through what I like, I become happy. What I dislike, I become unhappy. Why is this happening to me? So we'll talk about how to handle that. But the main thing is to remember is they are anitya. They are temporary. Nitya means permanent. Anitya means temporary. So whatever has come will go. Jo aaya hai wo jayega. If joy has come, after a while that will go. And sorrow has come, that will go too. So one should know, Gurudev in his commentary says, this too shall pass. Whatever has come will pass. So to think that the sorrow will remain permanently is foolish. And to think that joy will remain permanently is also foolish. Because nothing is permanent. Like, you know, as we said, it is winter. You say, oh, I don't like the cold. Summer will come. And then summer we start saying, oh, why is it 108, 110? I wish it was. You know, that is the nature of Bakersfield. You know, you will get 110 degree weather. And, you know, so what can you do? Tan titikshasva. Bear them without complaint. There is no need to lament. There is no need to say, you know, why is it so hot? By complaining, are you going to change the heat? No. Heat will remain 110. All you can do is put on the air conditioning, avoid going out into the sun. Same thing if it's freezing cold. You don't say, oh, I hate the cold. You just put on warm clothes and go around and do what you want. If you are complaining or if you are lamenting, then all you're doing is creating sorrow for yourself and for others. So they say, titikshasva. And these are minor problems, but even major problems come. You know, you have a family crisis or a death in the family or some loss of job or, you know, financial loss. Everything is temporary. There is nothing is permanent. Things are always, yes, death you cannot, you know, but that you have to accept. That is part of life. Jo aaya hai wo jayega. Whoever is born is going to perish. So accept it. Yeah, you feel sorry. You miss the person for a while. You know, I miss my parents or my grandparents. But you accept it. Everybody is to go. Even my turn will come. I will also go. So there is no need to continuously complain. Yes, you feel sorry for a while, but then you move on because that's life. So lamenting or complaining about it, whether it's weather, whether it's death, whether it's loss of property or anything, is all it is doing is prolonging your misery and think, okay, Bhagwan, whatever is happening is because of my karmas. Or whatever is happening is meant for my growth. If there is a sorrow, through that sorrow, I will become a stronger person. I'll become a better person. And we'll see that there are certain situations where we had so many problems. And then you look back and say, it's all gone. Why was I so sad about it? So that happens to everybody. Everybody in his life or her life will have problems, but you do not complain. Reminds me of a short story. So there were these two drums in the mandir. One was mridang, you know, that you play with the hand. And one was this huge drum, you know, that you play. So actually, mridang goes and complains to this huge drum. He says, I am so miserable. I am so unhappy. I am so sad. He says, why? He said, everybody comes and keeps hitting me with the hand, keeps hitting me with the hand. I constantly get beaten. I wish I didn't get beaten. The drum says, what are you talking? You get beaten by the hand. I get beaten by huge sticks. And they hammer till they make the loudest sound. So even I cannot bear my sound. So the problem is that when we go to complain to somebody, like, you know, person went to HR, you know, because he was having problems with his person in the next cabin. He goes to the chief of HR and he complains, you know, this guy is giving me hard time and, you know, can you do something about it? So HR says, okay, you are having problem with this one guy. He says, okay, he says, sit down. I'll tell you. He says, there are 250 employees. All of them at some time or the other have given me problems. Then my other managers and then my boss and then the boss's boss. You know, I have to deal with all that. You are complaining about one. So the problem is that we think that our problem is the highest. But everybody has. And if you, the higher you go, the greater the problem. So that's what they say. That in life, there will be problems. But titikshasva, bear it without complaint, without lamenting. Shankaracharya ji says in Vivechudamani, apratikara and apratikara means without complaint and without crying. So, and don't try to run away. You know, you think a problem will run away. Like people living in the Northeast, they say, oh, it's so cold and the snow is so much. And then they move to Chicago and, oh, they have so much wind all the time, you know. Then they move to the South and there's tornadoes and, you know, all these hurricanes and, so everywhere, you move to California, earthquakes. So problems are there everywhere. You cannot run away from problems. Wherever you are, bear them without complaint. And remember that nothing is permanent. Only thing permanent is Bhagwan, Om, or this Lord or consciousness. So that alone is permanent. And focus on the permanent, that God who is within me is eternal. And God, who is everywhere, is eternal. Always remember God. Ask for God's grace and blessings. And then they say, do not become over elated. See, if things are going well, you know, people say, ha ha, I'm on top of the world. Everybody's coming to me. They want my signature. Somebody becomes a famous, you know, actor or writer or artist. Oh, I am the greatest. I am the best. Or the sports figure. I am the number one running back. And next week, I mean, God forbid, he could get injured so badly that he's gone for the whole year. Or the sports or the actor, he's on top. And then next movie flops. And then nobody wants him, you know. So in life, if you get over elated, if things are going well and you become arrogant, then when it goes down, then you will be very unhappy. So they say, if the things are going well, thank you, Bhagwan, for it is because of you that all this good is happening to me. So be thankful to God and have humility, you know, gratitude. And theek hai, you know, things are going well. Not that you don't have to laugh or smile or be happy, but do not get over elated where you say, I am on top of the world. Who is like me? Nobody. When you get arrogant or get over elated, then when things are not going well, you will go down. So that's why they say that do not get over elated when things are going well, and do not get depressed when things are not going well. See, people say, oh, I am having problems. I'm so depressed. And what they do, they go to a corner of their room and they just put off the lights and they are crying. And no, that also is not good. If you're having problems, then, you know, you try to solve them. If you have a close friend or a relative, you know, reach out to them, talk to them, ask for advice, some senior person. So enjoy, do not become over elated. In sorrow, do not become too much depressed. Understand that that is the nature of the world, nature of life, that what goes up will come down. You know, the wave that goes up has to come down. So same way, anything that is success sooner or later could become failure. So accept that and be balanced. Sama, that's why Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita says, Samatvam Yoga Uchyate, remain balanced. And understand that, yes, problems are there, but nope, everybody has problems. Just handle them. Does not mean you don't take care of the problem. If there is a problem that you can fix, go ahead and fix it. But do not lament. Do not go into depression. Do not go into sorrow. And that is very, very important. That's what the essence of this shloka today is, that whatever in life is there will come and go. It's coming and going. Agama apaina and anityaha. It is temporary. It is not permanent. And then he uses a beautiful name for Arjuna called Bharata. Now Bharata, he belonged to the Bharata dynasty, Bharat dynasty. And Bharata also is the name of our country. You know, India is the name given by the Britishers, but our true name is Bharat. So Bharata. In Sanskrit, the visarga comes, so Bharata it becomes, which we call in Hindi Bharat. In Sanskrit, they say Bharata because there is a visarga at the end, two dots. So Bha means knowledge, means light. Rata means one who is engrossed and all the time in knowledge. So he's telling Arjuna, oh, you Arjuna, Bharata, your name is Bharata. Your mind should be always in learning, in growing, in evolving. So even if when we are learning right now, we'll say we are in Bharata, because our mind is Bha means light, means knowledge, and Rata means we are learning from each other. We are engaged in knowledge. But if you may be living in Bharata in India, but if you are not engaged in learning or growing, then you can't say, I live in Bharata. So Bharata is not only the place, but a person who is constantly involved in learning and improving. They say he lives in Bharata. So that's what he gives the name. So in this shloka, we heard that in life, there will be contact, sense or organs will contact objects. And there will be heat and cold, joy and sorrow, success and failure. But how do you bear them? Understand they are temporary, coming and going. And what you can't change, just endure it. You know, just without complaint, without lament. And try to fix the problem. If not, say, okay, you know, it is come, it will go. So that is the essence of today's shloka. We are only doing one shloka today because we have Mahashivratri celebration. Will start at 11:30. We'll do the Abhishek, Lord Shiva Abhishek, and all the families will be sitting on the floor. And if you, all adults are also welcome to join. If you have children, sit with them, or adults can sit separately. We'll have enough stations. So sit and do the Lord Shiva Puja. Sudhaji will be guiding us. So we have about 2 or 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Anybody has any questions or comments about today's talk? It's short today. Yeah, go ahead.
So question here. So Arjun is, I know, talking to one, this is happening, they're in the battlefield. So it seems like he's getting this message that, like, right, you know, you might have to kill people, like we did being discussing
right
prior as well. So is the message that Bhagwan's giving him that, look, you know what, this is all perception. This is all your senses that you're going to be perceiving that this is happening. But your duty is a kshatriya. You have to fulfill that duty. So no matter what you think or what you perceive, your duty is to fight. So is that basically the essence of what he's saying? That, look, you know what, despite everything, despite your senses, despite what you're seeing, your duty is to fight. You're going to have to do that.
Right, right. That's what he's saying. Your duty is to fight. And in the process, you will lose. You will lose like Drona or Bhishma if you win. Or if you lose, then you will be killed. You know, or if you win, the Kauravas will be. So there will be joy and sorrow. You know, joy that suppose you win the battle and you become the king of, you know, in Indra Hastinapur, you become the king. I mean, Yudhishthira, and you, then you will be joy, but then you will have sorrow. My cousins, Kauravas are gone. My grandfather is gone. Dronacharya is gone. My guru. So joy and sorrow will be there. You know, in this situation, it is the battle that, you know, that's, yeah, if you win, you will be happy. But then you will also be sad about the loss. So you cannot get overjoyed. Oh, I'm so great. I'm the great warrior. And you cannot get over depressed. That, oh, this sorrow will happen. That is, and the question is, whoever is born will die. You know, they may die in the battlefield, or they may die in bed, or they may walk out of here and get hit. I mean, not in those days, they didn't have cars, but you're going out and hit by a car, or in those days, maybe a lion or something will come. So death is inevitable. That's what in later shlokas Bhagwan will say. So That is life, you know, and you will perish, I will perish. Bhagwan says, bodily we will drop. Even Bhagwan dropped his body after 126 years of age. But as Atma, as consciousness, we are eternal. So this message that you should bear without complaint is because he asked that if I have joy and sorrow, what to do? So for us, this is a very practical shloka, because how to handle life's problems. So yeah, whatever he's telling Arjun, he's telling us. So we have to adopt this, and this is what I should be in my life. Thank you.
The message is that whatever you're perceiving, whatever is happening, the duty is this.
Right. Your duty is this.
When you're in the battlefield, you are there.
What else
will you be doing?
Exactly.
If you are writing your exam, you're sitting there writing the exam, thinking something else is, what's the point?
Right.
So
right,
whatever we are doing, we have to do.
Absolutely. She said it very well, that if you are in the battlefield with a bow and arrow, your job is to fight against the evil. In an exam, you're having a pen and paper, then you should concentrate on that. And in the exam also, some questions you may know very well, some questions you don't. So accept it. And if you pass, very good. Do not get over-elated. If you fail, then do not get over-depressed. Oh, my life is over. No, you take it exam again after 1 year or 6 months. So everything is changing. That is the message, that nothing is permanent in this world except God. So do your duty without complaint. Why do I have to do it? No, you have been assigned. You have been placed. A warrior is there to fight. A farmer is there to, you know, in the hot sun, he's working in the field. A teacher is there, she's dealing with 30, 40, you know, troublesome students. But that is the career you chose, so do that without complaint. Yes. Yeah.
And another thing, just to add a layer on that, like injustice, we shouldn't just sit back and watch it happen. We should, like you were saying earlier, you need to find solution for that.
Yes. Yes. No, very good point. She said that if we are encountering injustice or somebody is doing wrong, if you can fix it, you have to fix it. Do not accept it as, oh, it is my lot, it is my... If you can fix it, fix it. If not, then just accept it without complaint. Anything you can fix, that's what they say. Now, what you can change, change. What you cannot change, accept without complaint. That is the message. I think that will end here. It's 11:30, so we'll do the closing. And then everybody, please go to the hall. And after, stay for lunch. Yeah, Hansa, yeah.
There's also one point is that when we get very emotional, whether it's a joy or sorrow,
yes,
our work suffers.
Yes.
So that's what is coming here, because then he couldn't fight because he got depressed. So if he didn't become so emotional about the whole thing, then he would go fight. So in our life also, when we are very sorrowful or very joyous, we forget what's happening and our mind is not totally available to work with it. That's the one of the
points. Yeah, very good point Hansa made for the Zoom people. She says that when we become over emotional or when we get so caught up in our emotions, then our work suffers, whether it's joy or sorrow. If you get over involved, yeah, then you cannot work, you cannot function. Only when your mind is summer, it is stable or balanced, then only you are able to work successfully and accomplish. And that's what we find in the lives of great masters. You know, they had so many problems, but they overcame them all because they were firmly, you know, determined in their goal. You know, look at Mirabai, look at Tukaram, look at Sant Gyaneshwar, you know, look at Mahatma Gandhi, all of these, you know, people, how many problems they had, look at Jesus. But because they were firm in their goal and did not become emotional, they were able to overcome. Thank you very much. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.